Hey, everybody, Vegas fans, part of Arbitrage 2.0. It's probably going to be 5-6 minutes. Listen to it, as I tell you all the time. Some of you do, some of you don't. Those who do are going to have a big head start and will be the ones making money. This is going to be a real brief little ditty on trading services. And I'm not just talking about, I know I'm dealing with a bunch of internet marketers and stuff, and this obviously applies to you guys, and we're going to discuss a lot about that because one of my most successful students started trading SEO. But this is more for businesses that I often equate to shit people just don't want to do. And I've always said some of the best businesses are these businesses that other people don't want to do when they come and they ask for consulting and say, what do I start? And I'm talking things like plowing snow, picking up garbage. I know my man Mark Grove, he has a litter business that he does. House cleaning. These unsexy businesses are often the ones that will last. And they make great trade opportunities. Now, one of the things I need to really stress with everybody is the advantage of doing your own service is oftentimes you have very limited incremental hard cost involved. It's basically just your time. I mean, if you're in the litter business or litter removal business, I don't think you need $80,000 worth of equipment to start that, window washing, whatever it is. And again, if you're not in any of these businesses, listen anyway, because this applies to you, you just switch a different industry. But what the benefits of this are is these are types of services that are usually in demand and very tradable. And the benefit to you is you have a very high margin, so whatever you're able to get in terms of trade is almost pure profit, okay? And again, this is going outside of organized barter exchanges. You can do it on the exchange off. I'm actually, in this case, talking about doing it off. The three main benefits of trading your service is A, it can open the doors to future cash-paying customers. That's one, but that's the pitch the barter brokers use. And while it's true, that's really not what the main focus should be. The main focus is by trading your services, especially if there are things other people just don't want to do, but they're things, you know, necessities, it allows you to, again, get paid today for services that have to, and this is what this is really cool, that have to be, you know, paid back, but in time periods, over a period of time. In other words, if you're a guy who does snow driveway plowing, and you live up in, you know, Minnesota or whatever, and you're able to trade $1,000 or $2,000 with someone, and in return you give him $1,000 or $2,000 a script for your service, you're not going to have to go spend one day and use that all up. I mean, they're going to call you on an as-needed basis. So you're getting what you need today while you're kind of repaying it back over, it could be once a week, it could be whatever it is. I'm just using that as an example. This is what makes it so good. Anytime, house cleaning, same type of deal, office cleaning. These are very, very tradable services. But if someone needs their office cleaned, And it's a company that actually can issue you some type of service or product that you need or want and or can sell, it's a great deal because you're going to return the favor by issuing them script. But let's be honest, if somebody wants you to clean their offices, that's part of the deal. You're not going to clean the office 27 times in one day. This is going to be spread out. I mean, they may have you come in every Tuesday or whatever, but I mean, so a lot of people fear, like, oh, my God, I'm going to trade, and then I'm going to have to fulfill all this in a day. No, you're not. No, you're not. And again, there are multiple reasons why you guys also need to do research on any industry that you're looking to trade with. Again, there's three really key elements here. You need to know margins. You obviously should know your own margins. But again, you should realize that a pizza restaurant has a lower food cost than, say, like my restaurant. Why? Because pizza deals with, you know, dough and its toppings, and it runs a low food cost. They're probably easier to trade with than even me because we run a higher food cost. So any industry that you're going into, take a little time, do a little market research. A guy that manufactures a widget for 25 cents that he sells for 35 cents, he's going to be tough to trade with because he just doesn't have the margin. But so many of the great things in life, you know, are real marked up. And those, any, you know, everybody bitches about that, too. They say, oh, my God, the guy's got, you know, plastic surgeon. You know, he's charging my wife $6,000 for this breast augmentation. I know in incremental hard cost, he's only got, like, probably $700 in it. That's, you know what, in the trade world, we love that. Because that's a guy who can trade because of the very reason you guys in the cash world are bitching. He doesn't have much into it. He can inflate. He can get the big margins. Now, the wonderful part about doing these type of services is when you obtain the script, and it's valuable script, it's something you need and can use, okay? It's something that you can turn around and sell, because, again, if you don't really have anything but your time, it's pure profit. Or three, you can use this to fulfill a triangulation deal, and if you don't know what triangulation is, you better go back and listen to the audio on triangulation deal. That's where you got basically two parties that I have Y, you have X, but he doesn't want what you have, but he does want this. And you could broker these type of deals, too. We'll talk about that and get a commission and just put these type of deals together. And they're not that difficult. But that's the three benefits. If you've got any type of service out there, and it's not sexy, you want to trade with companies that have high margins because they're open to trading. Obviously, companies that would, you know, be interested in what you have. And you benefit in three ways. One, again, you can get right away the service that you need to help make your business bigger. Maybe it's advertising. See, advertising could be leveraged in turn. I mean, I'll be honest with you, the media is the most devastating thing to trade for, because your business doesn't grow if you don't market it. So if you're able to trade to get advertising, you can literally leverage yourself up. Again, that's how Carnival Cruise became a billion-dollar entity. It all started simply by trading cabins for advertising. Otherwise, they'd still be sitting there with that one boat, and it'd probably end up like the Titanic. Quite frankly, many of their boats today seem like the Titanic. I better not say that. But the other benefit is you can turn around, and when they issue you transferable script, you can sell it at a discount to someone else. So say they give you, you trade them $5,000 on your services and you get $5,000 back or whatever in script, and it's a valuable script, you could turn around and sell that thing for 60, 50 cents on the dollar, make instant cash. You know, because this is business you wouldn't have had anyway. These people might not have ever paid you a dime, but they'll trade with you. And the third thing is, when you're doing these triangulation deals, and I told you, one triangulation deal can literally make you enough money where you don't have to do anything for the rest of the year. This is a good way of going about it as well. Although, in this particular example, you're not, because it's a time-based thing where you're providing your own service, it would be very difficult to do a $500,000 deal. You'd have to do a lot of snow plowing. But, again, the big deals are just bigger numbers. but you got to keep it in reality. But if you're doing a smaller triangulation deal, you can easily, you know, get that third party in using this technique. So I want everybody to really research the margins. Learn that the jewelry industry marks their stuff up X. Learn that, you know, the plastic surgeon, you know, you're paying for that degree. I mean, when he's doing breast augmentation and he's charging $6,000, you know, in incremental hard costs, does he really have that? You guys start learning this stuff, and you can take ugly, unsexy businesses, and if you're stagnant or your business is stagnant, you can kickstart this. Because for those of you who say, I don't want anything, I just need some cash, well, here's a way to do it. You're going after an account, you can't get them, and again, you know, they're not, they want it maybe, but they don't want to pay cash. But boy, if they've got a service that they offer in their company that's high margin, they're very open to trade in many circumstances, in which case you can take that script immediately and you could sell that for a discount on the market and get cash. Now, you're going to have to fulfill your end, but again, it's not like you got to do it one day. And you don't have any cost in it anyway. So even if you do this, even if you're, say, a carpet cleaner or anything, even if you just do this with one or two trade clients, exponentially you're gonna increase the value of your business. You're gonna the cash flow. You're gonna save money. You can make money, and or like I said, if you wanna do these triangulation deals, oftentimes this is how you can go and pull that third party. So I would tell everybody, remember, it's a margins game. All these cash businesses that you complain about because you know that they've got widgets that cost them 10 cents and they're getting $100 for them, please, we love those type of businesses. It's the guys that sell stuff for only pennies over what they produce it for that, well, in the cash business, that's good. It doesn't work very well for trade. Fortunately, all the good stuff is marked up, and in trade, that is great for us. So for any of you in any type of service business whatsoever, especially the unsexy ones, take this information to the bank. We'll really be hammering it home. Again, Barter Arbitrage 1.0 dealt with a lot about organized barter, about how to create trade dollars. You guys are going to be getting all of that. This is going to be just badassery that you can use in conjunction or separately or whatever. And, well, we delved into a lot of it in the advanced section of Barter Arbitrage 1.0. We're really getting into it because, you know, back in the day I said try to get 7-8-to-1 markup on your, you know, trades. I can show you now where you can do 20, 30. And, again, only reason I didn't mention it the first time is I didn't know. There's a couple new platforms out there now that will allow you to do it. So, guys, 17 spots on the early bird list. Last I checked, it was 22 yesterday. We're down 17. Jump on it. Take the advantage of the free month of consulting. And I want to thank Dave Hughes for posting on the forum about the radio, telling everybody what I told you. I told you, they all lie. They all take trade. Dave Hughes has been in the radio business 30 years. He basically confirmed everything I said was true. He said, we've taken everything from diamonds to this to that. They all trade. I might actually get an interview with Dave to put in this course because he has been around that business for so long, and believe me, he knows exactly what I'm saying is true, and he said so. And I appreciate that a lot. Coming from a guy who's been in the radio business for 30 years, so it's not like you got to take my word for it. May you live to see the dawn. May all your dreams come true. May you always remain forever young. 1 week, peeps. Bear with me. 1 week. And we're going to get this out. And it's going to be legendary. Good night. God bless.